Campaign contributions from limited liability companies factored heavily in the corruption convictions of the two former leaders of the legislature. The loophole in the state's campaign finance laws also made it possible for several real estate developers and related companies, now part of a new federal probe, to donate hundreds of thousands of dollars to the campaign of Governor Andrew Cuomo. A bill to close that loophole could be stalled, though, in the state Senate. Sponsor Dan Squadron, a Democrat who represents Lower Manhattan and parts of Brooklyn, made the case at the Elections Committee meeting, saying the measure requires that LLCs be more transparent and that the founders of multiple LLCs be subject to the same $5,000 donation limit currently in place for all corporations.
Not as a way for individuals and other corporate interests to skirt campaign finance regulations by creating unlimited, often anonymous, sums of dollars that flood the political system.
Squadron asked committee members to vote the bill onto the floor for a debate and not to pass it along to a higher-ranking committee, the Senate Codes Committee, where he feared it would be buried.
I would also urge the chair not to reference it to the Codes Committee.
His request was not heeded.
We'll be referring this particular bill to the Codes.
After the meeting, Senate Elections Committee Chair Fred Akshar, a Republican from Binghamton, says he's not against the ideas in the bill, but he says GOP senators want a more global conversation that addresses some of the Republican senators' concerns about labor unions having undue influence if the LLC loophole is closed.
Big unions, parent unions, they have many subsidiaries and so on and so forth. As I've said many times, I'm not closed-minded to having this discussion, but I think we need to have it from a very high level.
Barbara Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters says the motion very likely killed the reform bill for the 2016 session.
They really didn't want to have a definitive vote on it. They just voted it out of committee, shoved it along into the graveyard, so to speak, at the end of this year. The committees they've sent it to are one, whether it's 6 feet under or whether it's 3 feet under, it is the graveyard of the session.
Ann Bartoletti says Senator Akshar's argument equating unions with corporations is like comparing apples to oranges.
Unions are comprised of members, and those members give their small donations, which makes a union powerful or not powerful. When it comes to LLC, it's all one person, essentially.
The Senate Codes Committee does not currently have another meeting scheduled before the end of the session. Its chair, Michael Nozzolio of the Finger Lakes Rochester region, recently had open heart surgery. Senator Squadron says he doesn't hold out much hope.
I have not heard from any individual Senate Republican or the majority leader that they're going to allow this bill to come to a floor vote and follow the rules.
The Democratic-controlled state assembly already passed a measure to close the LLC loophole. Governor Cuomo put the plan in his budget but later pulled it, saying he wants to pursue the issue in the second half of the session. A recent poll found that 97% of the public want something done about corruption in state government, though they disagree on exactly what is needed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.